Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Basic SQL Syntax and Queries. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, SQL and Data Retrieval Techniques in the Data Analytics for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the foundational elements of SQL, including SQL syntax and structure, writing select statements, and filtering results using the WHERE clause. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write basic SQL queries to retrieve specific data from databases, empowering you to analyze data effectively. Main content: SQL syntax and structure. SQL, or structured query language, is the standard language used to manage and manipulate databases. Understanding its syntax is crucial for writing effective queries. SQL statements are composed of a series of clauses, each serving a specific purpose. The most common SQL statements include select, insert, update, and delete. A typical SQL statement follows a specific structure. Select specifies the columns you want to retrieve. From identifies the table from which to pull the data. WHERE is an optional clause that filters records based on specified conditions. For example, if you wanted to retrieve the names and ages of employees from an employees table, your SQL statement would look like this. This statement returns the name and age columns for all records in the employees table. Understanding this structure lays the groundwork for more complex queries that you will encounter later in your data analytics journey. Writing select statements. The select statement is the backbone of SQL queries. It allows you to specify precisely which data you want to retrieve. At its simplest, the select statement can retrieve all columns from a table. For instance, the asterisk is a wildcard that indicates all columns. However, in practice, it's often better to specify only the columns you need. This not only improves performance but also enhances readability. You can also use aliases to make your output clearer. Aliases are temporary names assigned to columns or tables. For example, here, employee name and employee age serve as more descriptive headers in the output, making the data easier to understand. Filtering results with the WHERE clause. The WHERE clause is a powerful tool for filtering data based on specific criteria. It allows you to return only those records that meet certain conditions. The basic structure looks like this. Conditions can involve comparisons, such as equality, inequality, greater than, or less than. For example, in this case, the query retrieves the names and ages of employees who are older than 30. You can also combine multiple conditions using logical operators like and or. For example, this query returns names and ages of employees in the sales department who are older than 30. Another useful function within the WHERE clause is the like operator, which allows for pattern matching. For example, this query retrieves names that start with the letter J. The percent sign, percent symbol, acts as a wildcard representing zero or more characters. Utilizing the WHERE clause effectively will greatly enhance your ability to analyze data, focusing on the most relevant records. Conclusion. In this lesson, we have covered essential SQL components, including the syntax and structure of SQL statements, writing select statements, and filtering results with the WHERE clause. These foundational skills will enable you to retrieve and analyze data effectively. As you progress in your data analytics journey, mastering these concepts will be crucial for deeper data exploration. Reflection questions. How can you apply the select statement to retrieve specific columns from a dataset you work with? What criteria would you use in the WHERE clause to filter data relevant to your business needs? How do aliases enhance the clarity of your SQL query outputs?